Hey everybody, welcome to episode 102 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In today's episode, Katie and I stick with the holiday theme, and we talk about carrying this season of serving into the new year, specifically how to serve others in your job. So this episode is for both entrepreneurs and those of you with a 9-to-5 job, and we're going to be giving you some awesome tips on stepping outside of yourself to serve others in what you do every day. All right, on to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Okay, Katie, so this episode is releasing on Christmas Eve, and we wanted to talk about serving and giving to others because that's really the point of the season, right?
Right, and we're not talking about all the cookies and candy and like all the, you know, material items that we gift in exchange throughout the year, but how can we continue this spirit of, you know, giving to others and really just feeling like we're helping each other, you know, and putting others first, not just, you know, throughout the rest of 2018, but really kind of setting that intention and having that mindset headed into the new year.
And we're talking about this from both the entrepreneur's experience and those of you with a 9-to-5. And if you're right now, you're sitting here like wishing you had a different job than you did, this is especially good for you. Because if you're not really enjoying your job right now, no matter what kind of job that is, and you might be like in a waiting period where you're like, you know, you're looking for other jobs or you're waiting for this to happen, you're waiting for that to happen. So you're a little bit feeling stuck. It's so refreshing to have a different focus on your job. And instead of thinking, oh my gosh, this is so boring, I'm not, you know, using any of my skills in this role, you can then focus on other people and how you can just make the most of the opportunity that you have in front of you.
Right. And in the season that you're in, I think in that moment is important. Before we jump into that, we did create a new link for you guys to check out, you know, if you're super last minute like us, you maybe need to grab some of your favorite things. We just thought it would be fun to kind of share like our favorite gadgets and just things, basically things, all stuff.
Yeah, the opposite of what we're talking about in this episode. So go to katiehake.com/favorite things. And we put together a whole list of just like our favorite stuff. So it's like paper goods and journals and all of that stuff, but also, of course, fitness things. And if you have to buy a present on Christmas Eve, I mean, that's a little late. Is that you, Katie?
I mean, remember, I'm working in the mall. Everybody's like, oh, did you get your Christmas shopping done? I'm like, for the most part, but at the same time, I work in the mall. So I know I'm going to be there like 3 more times this week. So I'm really not sweating it.
Yeah. And actually, I'm like laughing hysterically in my side of my head because you're like, I work in the mall. And for anyone that's a new listener, they're like, what does she do at the mall? So explain to us what you do at the mall. Do you work at like the almond stand?
Auntie Anne's pretzels. I fold pretzels. No, just kidding. I wish. But I got a side hustle, not side job, hustle at Lululemon because we'll talk about this. If you listen to next week's episode where we talk a lot about our 2019 goals, I kind of share why I started this. So you're just going to have to listen to find out. And no, it's not pretzels.
I wish. Okay, so jumping into this episode, let's start with a tip on how to serve others as an entrepreneur.
Typically, when you think of entrepreneurs in our space around health, fitness, business, a lot of times these people or individuals are creating products, right? So a great idea to start is think about creating products that are based around your client's problem or their need. So for example, let's say you create workout programs, right? You're a trainer. Well, are you making a workout program because everybody says like, how hot your body is and you want to flaunt that and have a photo shoot and, you know, oh, get these guns like me? Or are you making a workout program with a deeper purpose? So maybe to introduce them into strength training or, you know, teaching somebody how to make fitness fun. Where's your goal or what's your intention behind creating that product?
Yes, I love this tip for like if you're stuck, you know, if you are an entrepreneur and you have products like that. If you're not feeling fulfilled, then giving your products even like a deeper intention. using that same tip or that same example, if you have a 9-to-5 job and let's say that you're in sales and you're selling like software, like something boring, let's be honest, then maybe instead of focusing on like the software that you're selling, think about the solution that you're selling. And obviously this is like just a good sales technique. You're probably going to make a lot more sales if you're able to make that like emotional connection with the person you're selling to. But focus more on that solution that you're selling so that you do get more fulfillment out of it.
This problem doesn't have to be life-changing or altering, but what is some way that you are making somebody's life better by whatever it is you're offering, whether it is a product or whether that's tangible or not? At the end of the day, hopefully you're solving a problem or helping someone figure something out. So keep that in the back of your mind.
Yeah. And then our second tip is, you know, in that 9-to-5 job, if you just do not feel fulfilled and you're ready to go, is to mentor someone to maybe take over your spot or set up your exit. So like make a training manual. I did this actually. Make a training manual for whenever you leave. Like if you're like planning your exit, then if you're planning your exit at home with like your side hustle or whatever, then also plan it. Do your coworkers and your boss a favor and unselfishly give some of your time to make it easier on them whenever you do leave.
I think that also helps you to kind of reflect on, like, if you're feeling in a moment where you're stuck and you're like, oh, I hate my job, by doing something like that, it almost like helps you leave with purpose and on a good note, because you can kind of reflect and look back like, wow, I really did a lot here. And look at all these things that I'm outlining, or, you know, maybe you're making like a binder, or just like, I think of like a table of contents. Like if you're trying to do this, go do this. And just like making someone's life so easier. Could you imagine if you had that in your first job? Like, I feel like so many of my jobs, they're just like, throw you in. They're like, hey, good luck. Call us when the building's on fire.
Yeah. And maybe you got like 2 days of on the job training. And so it'd been so nice to have a manual. Yeah. If you can provide that for the next person in your spot, then definitely do that.
Let's go back to that tip on mentoring someone, because I love that idea, because kind of like setting up your exit, right? Preparing for that future somebody. If you have the chance, maybe it's somebody who's a step below you, or maybe it's even a student, you know, maybe you can get an intern to help you out. Somebody who you can teach and someone who can look up to you, that just gives you such more purpose, I think.
Yeah. And I mean, if you've been in the role for a while, and that's one of the reasons that you want to leave, like you have all of this expertise that's so specific to your role. And there's only so many people that out there that can do anything with that information you have. And those are your coworkers. So, you know, maybe you have a lot of experience on just this one certain thing that some of your coworkers don't have experience on. Like, share the wealth, be kind, and shift your focus from boo, I'm not being fulfilled here, to oh, hey, how can I help people while I'm here? Because I know I'm not going to be here for very long.
You could definitely do this as an entrepreneur as well. You know, even if you are just starting out, same thing. There's a student, there's somebody who's a couple steps behind you who would love to benefit from all the things that you have learned, you know, whether it's helping them set up their own business, or, you know, helping them start their own website, or like whatever it is that you've figured out, you can help somebody else do the same. The next tip, which is super important for entrepreneurs, but I think also in your 9-to-5, is really having some strong clarity about your intention or your message in every single thing that you do.
Yes. And your intention and your message being around solving a problem rather than just like kind of wanting to build a business for ego. Like maybe you're a photographer and you're like, people always compliment you on how great your photos are. It's like, yeah, that's just not going to like motivate you for that long. And so maybe you're just going to get tired of taking the same photos. But if you have like a message behind you, if you have, what's the intention of like your work, and it's about bringing families together and taking photos that are going to last a lifetime, and like getting that message really, really clear, number one, people are able to instantly connect with that, whereas they might not be able to connect with you as quick. And again, it takes it away from like, oh, I just take pictures, to no, this is the bigger thing that I'm doing for other people.
I remember a photographer, the very first time I got professional pictures taken, number one, it was on Groupon. Mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It was great. But number two, like, figure out what you're doing before you get your pictures taken because that was like the worst awkward fitness photo shoot ever. Anyways, her message was awesome because her goal was so clear that she wanted to just help women feel glamorous and beautiful. And I just loved that message. Even though she took pictures of ton of different things, at the end of the day, that was still her goal. Everything from the minute you set up a meeting with her to her delivering you the actual pictures, like everything was cute and glamorous, and she really made you feel pretty and just beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. And then for people that's also what they were looking for, like you're instantly connected. You're like, oh, perfect. This is exactly what I'm looking for. To carry on with the photographer example, like when they're like spending hours editing photos, they're like, this is worth it because at the end of the day, I'm making a woman feel glamorous. And so it helps you connect with that why.
This also makes me think of our friend Jessie Perry, who she's been on the podcast before, but she recently kind of had this transition of, you know, what am I doing? But I still want to serve people. And her random side thing that she's doing now is creating these fun little home designs, like coasters and ornaments and like all these super cute things that you would find on Etsy or, you know, at Home Goods, I think of. And the reason she's so passionate about these like little products, you know, it seems to some people like it's just an ornament or it's just a, you know, coaster. But to her, she like finds so much joy, and you can just see it in how she talks about it, of like making her home cozy, like making her little apartment hers. And I think that's so important as we get older and we're trying to adult, is like figuring out how to make things feel like our own.
Yes. And I think that decorating is a serious skill because I know that I do not have it. Like, I think probably decorators out there are like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, what do you mean? But man, I thought I had something and now I know like for sure I do not have any decorating skills.
Well, we were clearly meant to be friends. I don't know if you knew this, you had to have known this, but when we were in the same sorority house, they would not show Suzanne in my room during the rush. So if you've ever been in a sorority or been through recruitment, basically they take you on house tours, you know, and they show you, look how pretty this house is and so cute. Well, our room was so ugly that they were like, close that door. Nobody sees that room because it's so ugly. So working on it.
Yes, that is hilarious. And another lesson on how things are not always what they seem. The ugly rooms are always closed. Okay, this next tip is for 9-to-5ers and everyone. But let's say you're like feeling blah and you don't love your job and you need something. You're like, I need something to focus on. I need something to do. I need something to like make my days better. Well, this is your answer. Small tasks for other people that don't seem like that big of a deal, like tidying up the break room or like where you get your coffee or like something like that, where it's like usually there's like coffee everywhere and like spilt and all that stuff. Like you're like cleaning that up, tightening it up a little bit, and then maybe always making sure that there's a pot of coffee. If you kill it, you fill it situation. Doing little things like that, they make you feel so good.
We unfortunately have K-cups, but that's another story. Yeah, I love that though. Small things, like, is it Mother Teresa who says that? Like, big heart and small things. I don't know. Anyways, I think of, like, we have a fax machine, right? And so all these faxes come in. And so maybe that's not, quote unquote, my job, or it's not in my job description to, you know, sort out the faxes. But gosh, like, that saves somebody else who's running around with their head cut off. That saves them one extra thing to do. And like, what a sigh of relief when they go, like, oh, it's already done. Or, oh, it's already stapled. Oh, it's already sorted.
Yeah. No, that's such a good point. And it's like on a day that you have a little bit more time, maybe that person doesn't have any time. So yeah, taking like a second out of your work day to just make things a little bit easier, a little bit like a little surprise for someone. And those little small little things that don't seem like that big of a deal, they can make a big difference. You know, holding the door, like random stuff like that as well.
Yeah. So often we get stuck in our, I think, like, clock in. This is what I do. I clock out. And you almost, like, especially in an office setting, like, you're there and you're with other people, but at the same time, you almost feel like you're in this little bubble, right? Like, it's easy to get in, like, I'm tired, I'm blah, 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 like, that funk, you know? So just keep in the back of your mind, what are little things that I can do?
And if you live in like a four season state like we do, I think focusing on these things during the winter months is so important, because naturally in the summer when we have the sun and all the good moods, it's easier just to like be cheerful. But in the winter, it's a lot harder. And so it's, you know, thinking about like, how can I bring joy to other people during this time, whether or not it's Christmas season or not? How can I be more giving? How can I help other people out to not be a drone, like Katie's saying?
Our next tip that goes for both jobs, wherever you're at, is keep integrity at the forefront of everything you do. Similar to your message, this has to be like a constant something that you're always thinking about in each action that you take, every word that you say, even if that means saying no to someone or, you know, sending a client elsewhere. Like, for example, you know, let's say if I were to have somebody come to me who really wanted to work on, you know, food sensitivities and food allergies. And let's say all my clients have canceled. Like, I've just, you know, I really don't have any clients right now. And so I have the time, I have the space. I think I can help this client, but would that really be best serving that person? You know, or would they be better served going to somebody who's an expert in that area versus me just, you know, half-assed trying to figure it out and not giving them what they actually need?
Definitely. Yeah. Sending people, or like, let's say you have a course and someone's like, oh, I'm really interested in your course and I'm looking for X, Y, and Z. And you're like, honestly, my course is not for that, but I can swing it and make it look like it is. Well, obviously, like, use your integrity in real life and give them a recommendation of, well, I don't know if my course is right, but maybe look into this. So using your integrity in that way. And then for a 9-to-5, I think just like standing behind your work and like over delivering, and, you know, if something falls through the cracks or there's a mistake that's made, like being upfront about it. And that's hard.
Yeah, just having ownership and being responsible for whatever it is that you put out there, you know, and saying, yes, this is what it is, this is what it's not. Even though, like, the inside, you're like, I could do this, right? I could do this, or I could say yes, but should I? It's in my best interest, but is it in their best interest?
Yeah, it can be so tempting to say yes, especially, like you said, if you don't have a lot of clients right then, and, like, you know, maybe you just got a bill. Like, it can sometimes happen where it's like you are approached by this client that you're not really best suited for, and you've got a bill that needs to be paid, and use your gut in that situation and make the right call.
Don't be afraid to check in with others as well. I think that's another great way to just kind of keep that positive mindset of serving is, you know, what kind of relationships are you developing in your area? You know, are you trying to make personal connections, or again, do you just kind of go in, do your job and leave? Because if you just go in and show up, you're really not getting anything from it. And in the same respect, you're not giving to anybody, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I know everyone feels differently about like office relationships, but you don't have to be like buddy-buddy with every single person, but like asking them like, how was your weekend? Like, oh, what was the best thing about your weekend? Or, you know they have kids, like ask them about their kids, or you know that, like, you know, whatever they love to talk about, like ask them about that, because then you can make those small connections and make their day a little better, your day a little better. So I don't necessarily think it's about like going deep with your coworkers. Like, maybe that's not necessary. Maybe you don't have like a true desire to do that, but you can still connect with them and build the relationship for what it is.
Our psychologist presented about the science behind social connectedness and talked about this study. I had to find it. It was really interesting, where people who sat on a train in Chicago were asked if they wanted to sit on the quiet bus or, you know, the not quiet train. And long story short, even the people who wanted to sit on the quiet train got more out of their ride when someone talked to them and started a conversation. So I think a lot of us always think, oh, I'm not going to say hi, they don't want to talk. Like, we assume that other people don't want to be talked to, when really the opposite is true.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's so interesting. Because I feel like we just all don't want to be uncomfortable. And so, like, sometimes a random conversation can be super uncomfortable. But when a random conversation is just, like, sweet, I do get a lot out of it.
It makes me think of, like, at the grocery store, too, right? When you're just, like, waiting in line, going through the motions. Or if you suddenly strike up a conversation about just something so random with the person behind you or the cashier, like, you just have a much more pleasant experience, and you just you leave that situation feeling better.
Yeah, that's like one of the big things, that the big differences with having kids is that all of a sudden everybody wants to talk to your child. Everybody wants to like laugh at your child when they're with you. So it's definitely like they're like the best icebreaker. I'm definitely the person that like doesn't talk to anyone at all, period, when I'm out and about. But now with Sammy and her like shenanigans, it's like they break the ice. And so I end up talking to so many more people than like I normally would, especially when I'm by myself. Now when I'm by myself, I definitely don't talk to anyone because I'm like quiet, alone time. Don't need to talk to the person behind me at Target.
Okay, well, that's understandable.
I have a great tip on remembering to do these things. Like, you're like, oh, I love this idea, and then you're going to go to work tomorrow, and you're like totally going to forget about it. Well, when you're trying to make this more of a priority of having this serene mindset, a simple thing that you can do is just make yourself a little reminder on a Post-it, just saying, like, serve others, or maybe something a little more cryptic if you're going to put it at work on your computer, like, say, like, give or something that's going to be like your keyword just to remind you, like put it on your computer so that you can see it every day.
I have some super fun, like motivational words that I keep at my desk, and almost like those pull apart calendars, like those little one calendars. So we'll be sure to link those in our favorite things. So remember, that's www. Obviously, who even says that? www.katiehake.com/favorite things, things with an S. So we'll be sure to link all our favorite stuff there.
Triple W, World Wide Web is where it's located at.
Wow, I forgot for a minute that www is World Wide Web. Man, times change. We're getting old. I had someone who was born in 96 at work today, and I felt ancient. People in the 90s are graduating college now.
Wait, weren't you born in the... You were born in the 90s. You had to have been. Why do you even think that's that young?
I was, but I'm just feeling so much more removed. I don't even know. Hashtag old.
I might be a 90s baby, but I feel like an 80s baby. So that's what you're thinking.
I'm just so mature now, you know?
So funny. I love it. I love it. All right, so to wrap this up, Katie, what is your favorite non-material thing that you're giving this like holiday season?
Now that I have more children in my life, hence the girls and my niece and nephew, I have been really excited about gifting more experiences this year. And I can't tell you what because I haven't given you it yet. So there's a little clue. What about you?
I am bringing a ham to a holiday party. And okay, this might not sound that big of a deal, but I'm like, I just randomly was like, oh, I'll bring a ham. And everyone's like, oh, are you sure? I'm like, oh, is that a big deal? Well, I found one. It's already cooked. It's already spiral sliced and everything. So I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal, but it'll probably stress me out a tiny bit. Even though I'm a cook, I'm bringing a ham.
Hey, it's not a unicorn cake.
I am making a cake for Penelope's birthday on January 5th. And every time I'm like, I'm not making a cake for this party. And yet I am now stuck in it. But I found a really pretty one, so I have to make it. So yes, I'm also making a cake this season.
But she's worth it for sure.
So one material thing that I'm giving that I'm just like freaking out, I cannot wait to give it, is this is for all like dog lovers out there. My mom is a dog lover, like huge dog lover. And I only feel comfortable saying this, revealing what this present is, because she doesn't listen to the podcast, but like by chance, she'll already have it. We hired a artist that I found, I think off Etsy, who does like dog paintings. And we've had three dogs that have passed away, like past previous dogs. One of them just passed away in July, and we got all three of their faces painted on separate pictures, you know, separate pictures, and we had them framed, and like she's just gonna die. So I cannot wait to see the look on her face. Like, that is definitely my, like, I can't wait to see the look on her face.
Tears will be shed. Happy, joyful Christmas, joyful tears. I can't wait to hear.
Don't forget to check out our new favorite things list, katiehake.com/favorite things, and join the Facebook group. And let us know what way that you're going to be serving in 2019 in our Facebook group. It is Fit Friends Tribe. We can't wait to talk to you there. All right. Bye.
Bye.